This feast day that we celebrate, I'm going to argue, is actually the second most important feast day of the entire year. One might even be able to argue that it is the most important feast day of the entire liturgical year. But let me start with this. This feast day and another one oftentimes get confused because the same gospel passage is read at both. Well, maybe that's not where the confusion comes from, really, because people who don't even know what gospel passages read at both get them confused. Today's feast day is often confused also with the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Both feast days have to deal with the conception of somebody, but two different people. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception is in reference to the conception of the Blessed Mother in the womb of her mother. And strangely, we read this same gospel passage on that feast day. But this feast day is about the conception of Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Mother. So we should get that from this gospel passage. Why is this feast day so important, though? It never really dawned on me until my first trip to the Holy Land. The first time I went to the Holy Land, we started our pilgrimage in the northern part of the ancient kingdom of Israel. And one of the very first days that we were on the pilgrimage, we went to Nazareth. And there at Nazareth are two main churches that typically are visited. One, which is small and sits sort of behind the other one, that seems to not even really be all that noticeable, is the Church of St. Joseph, built over what is believed to be the spot of his workshop, sort of the Joseph Carpentry and Son Incorporated carpentry shop. Okay. Now, the other one, which is very, very large, very noticeable, very prominent on the hillside, is the Church of the Annunciation. And while it tends to be more colored with modernist architecture and art, it is still a pretty stunning church. And you enter in the lower level, and there's a very large room, probably two or three times the size of the interior of this church. And in the center of the room, there's a lower level that you can look down into. And on the one side of that lower level is what appears to be the opening of a cave. And as you descend down half a flight or so of steps down into that lower level, you come before the Grotto of the Annunciation. And when you look into what looks like the cave, it's actually the opening up into a room, an ancient room, a room that at one time was inside of a house before things continued to be piled on top of it over the millennia. And it is in this spot that the angel Gabriel came to the Blessed Mother. It's in this spot in Nazareth, at this very shrine, in this very spot, in this room that had been preserved for the centuries, that the angel Gabriel greeted the Blessed Mother. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And as their dialogue unfolded, Mary says, "May it be done to me according to your word." And there's a spot marking on the floor. It looks like a large dinner plate turned upside down that's cemented to the floor. It's marble, and it has etched in the top of it a few Latin words that translate it as, "Here, the Word became flesh." And as I was kneeling in front of that grotto and seeing that marker affixed to the floor, it dawned on me in a way that I had never thought of it before. But that is the spot where God became flesh. That is the spot where Jesus entered into the world, where the Creator of all became flesh and entered into his own creation. And just a few minutes later, after having knelt at that spot and reflected on it, we as a group of pilgrims were able to have Mass right there and right in front of that shrine, and reading this gospel passage right there in that spot, it became so clear to me that what we celebrate on today's feast day, the Annunciation of the Lord, is terribly underestimated in its importance. With great fanfare and preparation and incredible joy, we celebrate the Feast of the Nativity of the Lord, Christmas. And we look at that feast day as one of the great climactic moments of the entire liturgical year. And don't get me wrong, it is incredibly important. But it is not the moment that Christ entered into the world. It is not the moment that the second person of the divine Godhead took on flesh and entered into human history. It's not the moment that the work of our salvation and redemption began in flesh in this world. That's what we celebrate today. If I were the Pope, it's always a dangerous way to start a sentence. If I were the Pope, a lot of things would change. No, if I were the Pope, I would elevate this feast day to a holy day of obligation. This is the day. Now, why is it not? I don't know. Probably some strange twist of history. Maybe some lack of the full implication of biological knowledge. I don't know. But maybe it's also this. Maybe part of the spiritual struggle of today's feast day has to do with something a little more subtle. Christians throughout the world recognize that Christ became incarnate, that Christ was raised from the dead, that Christ worked out our salvation. And we can accept that because we know that he is divine, that he is God and man. But maybe the man part, the human part, can be a little bit too much for us to take. A little too scandalous in our own mind. That the two natures, divine and human, are truly united in the person of Jesus. And maybe when we look at the suffering, the carrying of the cross, the scourging, the crowning, the crucifixion, ultimately the death. Maybe there's something in the back of our mind that says, well, he's God, he can endure that. Yes, it's done out of love, but he's God, he has some sort of special power in him to be able to endure that for our sake. He's God, love comes easier for him. The embrace of suffering is somehow different than what we can experience. And maybe somewhere in the back of our mind, the fact that Jesus is God is easier to comprehend than Jesus is also man. And we don't want to admit to that. And today's feast day forces us to come to grips with that. Forces us to come face to face that the incarnation means that Jesus is fully God and fully human. And when he entered into the world, conceived in the womb of his mother, the second person of the Trinity took on flesh and dwelt amongst us as fully human and fully divine. Yes, if I were Pope, today would be a holy day of obligation. Today would be a day that attention would be drawn to the moment of the incarnation. Yes, Christmas is important. It's Jesus' birthday. But today is the day that we celebrate when the Word became flesh.